Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Late last summer, early fall, I think. And I'm glad to get Cynthia back. And here it is in the springtime. Of course, she's talking to us on the phone this morning. But Cynthia, with all of the changes that have come about because of the concern over the coronavirus, it seems to me that as spring comes, that this is a great activity for people who have to be at home. What a great activity to get outdoors and do some gardening.
Oh yes, it to me, to be when it stopped raining and I was able to go outside, it was just like I'd been kind of down.
Mm-hmm.
All the news you hear is so depressing. Mm-hmm. And just to be able to go outside and pull weeds was just boosted my spirits immensely.
We don't often hear that. We had our spirits boosted by pulling weeds, but
I find it very therapeutic.
I totally understand what you mean. So this is a good opportunity to get some exercise and reduce stress, and those two things are among the very major benefits of gardening anyway.
Yes, no, you have to bend, you have to pick things up, you have to, you know, do a little, you have to be able to move some to garden.
Right. So we definitely recommend that, and Cynthia, as a Hunt County Master Gardener, would endorse that idea that gardening is a great activity while you're at home during this coronavirus situation.
So, right, and even you know, the elderly people can, you know, grow things in a pot, and
right.
I mean, you can even buy a variety of tomato that you can grow on your patio, and you know, there's nothing like, you know, picking a tomato, taking it in and putting a little salt on it and, you know,
mm-hmm.
eating it warm from the vine.
Great. By the way, we were talking about exercise. I just came across this note that I had circled. 1 hour of weeding, trimming, and raking can burn 300 calories.
Wow.
It's not bad, is it?
No. I could eat a, you know, a piece of chocolate.
We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom. Now, there's something you're concerned about, and it's crepe myrtle bark scale. So tell us about that.
Oh, yes. This is a relatively new disease. Crepe myrtles are usually very disease resistant and heat resistant and drought resistant, and all Texas gardeners, most likely, if you garden at all, you've got a crepe myrtle.
Mm-hmm.
And this disease is, it's really, it starts as, it's an insect, and it's a little white, felty looking insect, which would be hard to see. And it secretes a sap that causes the black mold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really, when you first notice it, is when you see this black mold all over the bark of your crepe myrtle. And it won't kill it, but it'll diminish the blooms, and it sure looks unsightly.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it last year, so that's why I'm kind of familiar with it. And I was just going to alert all the Hunt County area gardeners that if you see this, you need to treat it with a systemic drench.
Okay, a systemic drench?
Yes. You mix this up in a bucket or whatever, and it's you almost have to be a mathematician to figure out how to do it, because it depends on the number of canes your crepe myrtle has, and their dimension is...
Yeah.
I mean, I had to have my husband figure out how much he needed, because it was way over my mathematician level. But you drench it, and you want to do it right now as they're, if you've had it.
Yeah.
I guess you can cure it, but these little mites or this bug that causes the disease, it can have two or three generations in a year. So if you've had it, you're likely to get it again.
Mm-hmm, I see.
So this would be a good time to drench your crepe myrtles around the base and try to keep it under control. And there are two chemicals, I guess, that your drench needs to contain. Now, I couldn't pronounce them for the world, but there is, if a listener is interested, there's a website. It's called CityBugs, all one word, mm-hmm. .tamu.edu.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a video on how to treat this. And I'm not going to do this because my neighbors already think I'm the crazy white-haired gardener. But to get the black soot or mold off your crepe myrtle, you have to take soap and water and a brush and scrub it.
I see. In addition to the drench.
The drench is going to kill the bug.
I see.
The bug sap is what causes the mold.
And how widespread is the mold that you would see?
Oh, I mean, it can cover your trunks completely.
It's very, very noticeable then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you will see it. If you've got it, you'll notice the mold.
I see. Well, Cynthia, this is helpful as always, and we'll be back in contact with you soon, talk about some more gardening topics. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
You're welcome.
Cynthia Beacom, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.